Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gaggle of gigglers?
Yeah.
I never make announcements.
Let's do some housekeeping. We never do...
We never do announcements.
We never do alerts, notifications, nope. Admin, nothing.
Nothing. We don't know how to housekeep. I also, like, don't... I'm not good at teasing because I've never kept a secret once in my life.
Yeah.
Except ones that I forgot.
Yeah.
So, in a week... On Monday, on the 22nd, I have an announcement. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you're not even announcing it right now. No, I actually am livid. I'm livid. And I know what it is. So the gigglers at home are like, okay, so why'd she even bring it up?
Because I want to, like, start some
you
drama.
You want to start the hype. Sorry that I'm just unrobing during your story. It's just
well,
I'm
I was about to say,
hot.
She wanted to show up in her outfit, yeah. So she wore a full fur
the jacket
coat.
Jacket had a moment.
Fur coat over the turtleneck sweater and yeah. A headband. How fucking sweaty are you?
Here's the thing I will say. All these bitches that are out here like, clean girls out, it's mob wife.
Oh my God, I was about to say.
First of all, if you're a mob wife, you don't say you're a mob wife. First rule.
First of all, yes. Second of all, you can't just wear a fur coat and be a mob wife. Have you left a lasagna on anyone's stoop ever?
Ever. Literally ever.
Have you
ever.
Even eaten lasagna? Because a lot of these girls look like they've never even smelled a lasagna.
Here's why I'm mad at the, like, clean girl is out, mob wife is in. Because one, it's offensive and no one's bringing awareness to it. Mm-hmm. And two, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but... One year, my family switched their family vacay from the lovely shore of New Jersey to Martha's Vineyard, okay? We rented a house. It was my whole family, all my cousins. And my mom said that we could each bring a friend, okay? So I brought my best friend from high school. I was in college. My brother, out of college, also brought a friend, okay? So it's the four of us. We go out to dinner with my family. Lovely, great. We're not loving Martha's Vineyard at this point, okay? It's like a little... It's okay.
Uppity?
Yeah, a little uppity. We weren't getting the hype. Like, food was okay.
People were calling you Italians.
Didn't have pancakes anywhere.
Oh.
We go to dinner with my family. We're all of age at this point. My brother says, let's go to a bar, like the four of us, after dinner. We walk into the bar. Now, I'm wearing a pretty normal outfit on vacation. It was a black romper, but it was also 2014. Like, what else was I wearing? It was the summer of the bump it. Not my fault. Okay? Not my fault. If you think I'm going to overlook that infomercial, not my fault. We walk into the bar and we're there for like maybe 5 minutes. And my brother was like, oh, this place is like kind of lame. There's another like place right down the street. Do you want to go to it? And I was like, yeah, let's go. As we're walking toward the door, we just hear people yell, yeah, get out of here, Jersey Shore. We don't want you.
What?
I was like, there's no way.
You know, first of all, I'm
they're
from upstate
talking
New York.
To us. I was like, sorry, what were you mad about? That we have the best food on the planet? Or were you mad that our cars are so luxurious? were you mad that our heels are top notch? Like, what were you mad about that we were there? So anyway.
So you got kicked out of
I hate Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard. And I hate
Martha's
waspy people.
A Karen.
No, literally. Martha's Vineyard can suck it. To this day, if anyone brings up Martha's Vineyard, I say it's rude. It's rude there and I don't like it.
Oh my God.
No, is that so mean? I was like fixing my bump and I was like, how dare you? Fast forward 20 years, mob wife aesthetic? I don't fucking think so.
Wait, I totally get what you're saying. Also, did we talk about how I met Vinny? Or do I try to bring this up every episode?
No, you're obsessed with him. I think we spoke, I think maybe we touched on it.
Okay, so Vinny, I've been following him for a while.
Yeah.
And there are some people you follow that you're like, I know I'm your friend.
No, I feel like I could say Vinny's whole life story.
Like, I knew that if we met for 1 second,
you would hit it off.
And I think he DM'd me and was like, do you want to do like a podcast or something?
Mm-hmm. He's like, should I just replace Paige on Giggly Squad?
So I actually, we went to hang out first to like talk, and he's like interested in comedy, and I was like talking about comedy.
Is he funny?
He is funny. Mm. He's also like, I feel bad that he's grown up in reality TV because you could just tell he like.
Because he was the youngest.
He was 18 when he started. Yeah. That's all that man knows. Great. So like, he's just so fucking famous in that scene, and like, he wants to be something else besides the character. He wants to be like himself. And he's fucking New York. So
he gives me such house cat vibes.
Yes. And his Instagram's hilarious. Yeah. Like all the shit he posts. It's crazy that I've met celebrities and I haven't been like nervous around.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting.
Starstruck.
Because like he. Talk about our culture.
Right.
It's our culture. Italians have gotten mad, like, don't show that Jersey Shore is our culture. Because the truth is, Vinny was the only one who was actually Italian.
Which is crazy to think about.
Crazy.
No one was 100% Italian.
No, only Vinny.
People were, like, a little bit Italian, but Vinny was the most, for sure.
So it's crazy to see him and, like, talk to him like he's a normal person when I'm like, we had Jersey Thursdays in college where like everyone came to my apartment to watch Jersey Shore. That was before you can just like
DVR. I was just gonna say TiVo. What the fuck is TiVo?
We don't talk enough about why are TVs so complicated.
No.
Why do you need 7 remotes to turn on a TV?
You can't go to someone else's house and just turn the TV on.
Is it not insane that if it's not your own TV, you don't know how to work it?
Have you ever been to a boy's house when there's also like a rogue Xbox controller? And they're like, use this. I'm like, what?
Or oh my God. Okay.
I'm like, how do I use that?
If he uses an Xbox controller to turn on his TV, you will get chlamydia.
Yeah, 100%.
You will get chlamydia.
He's texting multiple other girls.
And he won't go down on you.
If he says, here, just turn it on with the Xbox controller, grab your things and get out.
He won't go down on you. And one of his other roommates will start hitting on you when he's in the bathroom. And you'll be like, what the fuck is going on here?
I actually have a celebrity starstruck moment that happened to me this week.
Really?
That I didn't even tell you about.
What?
So I had to go to LA.
I love telling the gigglers all the secrets.
Yeah, our little tea. So I had to go to LA and for literally one day. And my flight back to New York was Thursday morning, 6 a.m. So it's early. Like, we're taking off at 6 a.m. Yeah. Like, it's early.
Midweek.
I didn't want to get back. I, like, when you fly from L.A., that's it. You're a time traveler. That day's gone. Like, you're gone.
You might as well go to Europe.
No, literally. So, or, like, the fucking moon. So I get on the flight, and everyone's on the – at this point, everyone's on the plane, and I've already have my headphones on, my iPad. I'm watching One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Seat next to me is open. I was like, there's no way they're leaving a Delta One seat open for this entire flight. They must be upgrading someone from comfort. So I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, this – large presence gets onto the plane, and I'm like, oh my God, he's definitely coming to sit right next to me. Common. I was starstruck.
I was frozen. That's my shit. Song is my shit.
He comes, he sits next to me, and we're in the middle aisle. So we're in like the couple's seats. So there's not much in between. So I'm dating Common.
During those 6 hours of a flight, when you're in the seat next to someone, you are their girlfriend.
I was like, this is so crazy of us. We're just going on like a quick trip.
Were you imagining for a second if you were Common's wife?
I was like, what are people around thinking? Like, oh my God, that must be his girlfriend.
Did
She's so cute and tiny. So he sits down and I'm like, what the fuck do I do?
He calls over the stewardess and he goes, can you not sit me next to a dirty Italian? He goes, what kind of Jersey Shore shit? I paid good money for this seat.
This is supposed to be first class, and this is what you're filling
it
with?
And it smells like Parmesan, okay? Get me the fuck out of here. There's olive oil all over the seat.
So I don't know what to do because I'm like, do I take my headphones off and say hi? No. Like, is that rude? No. Obviously, I know who it is. So I just like sit there and he's like getting his stuff ready. As he sits down, puts his seatbelt on, he takes out the Bible. He's sitting there reading the Bible.
I'm nervous.
I've never felt so calm in my life.
What page was he on?
Fall right to sleep. I go, Common, you read that. I've already read that one. That one's for you. Wait. I'm going to fall asleep.
He hypnotized you.
I immediately felt like,
spell on you with
okay,
the Bible.
I feel like really comforted
Wait,
right
he
now.
Literally sat down and he goes, this Italian next to me has sinned. I can tell she has sinned. On TV, off TV, on her podcast. I need to take out the Bible.
We're going to pray for her healing. I can feel the energy. We're going to pray for that. So I fall asleep whole flight. I literally wake up when the pilot's like, okay, we're starting our descent into New York City. So I'm like, forget that Common is sitting next to me.
Is he still reading the Bible?
No, he's now asleep, okay? So peaceful.
Adorable.
Literally asleep. Almost took my finger in his mouth. You know, like it took everything in me and I'd be like, boop.
Did he have a hat on?
No hat.
Oh, he went raw dog.
Yeah, he was not like incognito at all. Like, and he's fucking huge. Like, you're not missing him. So he like wakes up. I can like see him kind of like wake up. And at this point, I take my headphones off.
Because you're watching him.
From the corner of my eye, I'm like, I've been waiting for you to wake up. So I'm like getting stuff out of my bag. I like put chapstick on. And then I am like about to eat some Tic Tacs. So I'm like, I should offer Common. So I just turn. Because like anyone sitting next to me, if I take like a snack out or like a piece of gum, I always am like, do you want a piece?
Wait, that's crazy behavior. If someone offered me a random piece of gum, I'd be like, this is how I die. They're poisoning me.
It was a 6-hour flight. Like you wake up and you're just like, I was gross.
It's like in school when you open up gum and then people
Everyone
around you just
it.
Put their hand yeah. in front of you. That I've never offered someone.
Imagine Common was just like
I'm
like, come in, chill out. So I turn to him and I'm just, I literally don't even say anything. I'm just like, Tic Tac? Because I'm like about to eat mine. And he goes, oh, no, that's okay. Like, thank you so much, though. And I was like, you're welcome. And I was like, great interaction.
That was a great interaction with Common.
Plane lands, everyone's getting their stuff. I stand up and he was like, I just wanted to say thank you again for offering me a Tic Tac. That was so nice of you. And I was like, thank you so much.
Okay, so Common's the nicest person in the world.
The nicest person. He goes, do you live in New York or LA? I go, I live in New York. And he goes, wow, it's about to be really cold. And like LA people were saying it's cold there. They don't even know. And I was just like, yeah, those LA people, they don't know shit. And I go, just to say, like, I'm a huge fan. And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, have a great week. And I was like, when is our engagement party, dude?
Wait, you are so cool because I would have immediately been like, okay, your song, I'm the Man, like made me feel.
Because you're not going to act like you don't know who the fuck Common is. Like there was a guy walking on the plane and even he was like, oh my God, she's sitting next to Common.
No,
like,
it's crazy. This is the thing. That was such an amazing story. Thank you for that content for the pod.
Thank you.
It also pisses me off because I'll have like kind of bad experiences with some famous people who are much less famous than Common. And you'll be like, no, they're famous. Like, I get it.
Like, I would say he's A-list, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's won like Grammys. Yeah. Then one person's nice to you and you're like, that was not so fucking hard.
Right.
Also, after a flight, like, if you're going to be bitchy, that's the time for people to be bitchy.
It was 6 a.m.
Yeah. I mean.
No, he was so nice to the point where a rogue person who was like the last person was walking onto the plane and I thought he just saw Common like as a fan.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, Common. And or no, he didn't say Common. He just said, oh my God, like, man, what's up? And he was like, oh my God, hey, like, I owe you an email. Like he knew him.
Oh, he's.
And he was just like a man of the people.
He's the man of the people. He's running the plane.
Our savior.
You believed that if the plane was going down, he could save it.
Now, if the plane was going down. And someone said, can anyone land this plane?
I said, this man with the Bible.
I'd immediately be like, hello. We weren't reading the Ephesians for nothing.
Craig, shut the fuck up. Craig, sit the fuck down.
I'm like, Craig, why don't we watch your iPad more? Okay, Miss Rachel's almost done. Common, land the fucking plane. Sorry, my eyelash
fell out.
Do you see it?
Your eyelash just said, I'm done.
I'm out.
Your eyelash just...
I have these new eyelashes that I have to tell all the gigglers about because I'm obsessed
with them. Do they go under your eye? Yeah.
They're amazing.
Okay, well, can you tell it? Because now I need to know.
They're brand Kiss. You get them on Amazon. I'll put them in the newsletter. Like, you could do them.
And you don't need glue.
No glue. But it just fell
out. How does it stick?
It literally is glued at the top, pre-glued, uh-huh. And then it sticks to the bottom lash.
Okay, I need
like
that.
Like, underneath.
I need
They're
that.
They're so easy. Way easier than my magnetic ones that I used to be obsessed with.
I do have to say, with the mob wife and clean aesthetic,
yeah.
Have you seen that thing going on Instagram called high visual weight versus low visual weight makeup?
Yes, and I'm going to be honest. I scroll.
So I was invested.
Okay.
And I realized it makes some sense. They say, like, if... It's hard to see, because I think everyone looks kind of good with the glam filter on.
Okay.
But the point is that if you have a bigger face and smaller features, mm-hmm. that means you're one of them.
Low visual weight, I think.
Yeah, and if you have a small face and big features, then I realize that's like me and you. That you have like big eyes.
Yeah, and a small
face.
Wait,
I didn't mean that like I called you a bambi-eyed bitch just that. I mean, you like... I was like, you're bugging.
Hannah, you would literally have to chop my head off for me to get mad. And even then, I'd be like, it was my time.
You have the most beautiful, like, Brad style eyes.
So would I be high or low?
So you're the one with, like, the big features, small face.
Okay.
And then I feel like I have a bigger face, small features. And they said, like, my kind of face, if I wear a lot of eyeshadow or a lot of makeup,
it
looks bad. Like, I look draggy.
Interesting.
And I was thinking how you can handle makeup better than me. Because we will be with makeup artists and they'll do your makeup and I go, give me what she got.
Yeah.
And then I come out and I go, mine looks so different than yours. And I realized I have to go more clean girl aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And not clean girls, just like I can't do eyeshadow that goes like too dark or too near my eyebrows. I need just a little bit on the lid or it starts getting like...
Do you feel like...
The Addams Family.
But I don't feel like... For whatever reason, you saying that you can't do a dark eye makeup, I don't feel like that's real. Because it's not like you have, like, a hooded eyelid that, like, it doesn't look...
Okay, you just came for the whole hooded community.
Sorry. As someone with a wonky eye, I actually can speak on that.
One of my eyes is a little hooded. Long story short, I kind of get what they're saying, but I'm realizing is just like not everyone looks good with certain makeups. So when you're looking 100%. At TikTok and you see some girl do this crazy look, don't assume it's going to work on you.
No.
And that's why like influencing just doesn't always work. Same with like body types. Like you can't wear the same outfit as someone with a different body type. Like if I see someone with a short torso and I wear that outfit, my nipples are hanging out from under the shirt.
Right.
Anyway.
Anywho.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
So I got a text being like, hey, the way it works with Courtside, I figured it all out.
We're now on to the next.
We're done.
High, low, visual. It doesn't matter.
I got confused.
Got it.
And
okay.
I'm over it.
Next.
So with the Knicks, the Courtside, there will be seats available.
Okay.
And some of the seats go to like the owner's friends, family.
Okay.
And then some of the seats go to people who buy it. Mm-hmm. And then some of the seats go to like random celebrities, if you will.
Yes.
Celebrities. So I had mentioned like I'd love to go with my dad for his birthday because it was January 11th, his birthday. Shout out, Dad.
That was so nice of you.
No, like talk about, I mean, I feel bad for my brother. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you bring to the table at all? You have a daughter? Like,
cool.
Cool. Sounds exhausting.
Yeah. What's your dad's phone background?
My dad's, like, Instagram is just, like, me and him.
Yeah.
And my mom.
Yeah.
But, like, I know deep down he wants my brother's approval the most because he knows I'm obsessed with him.
Okay,
my brother plays hard to get in the family.
Yeah, my brother acts like he's better than all of us and, like, doesn't want to be associated.
I was just watching Nick Kroll's special, which is so good. You guys have
to watch that.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Do you want to know something weird about Nick Kroll? I follow his personal chef on TikTok, and I'm really invested in her life. His personal chef in the Hamptons makes such good TikToks.
What's her name?
I forget. But it's all about, like, what she makes for lunch and dinner. And it's
for
just,
Nick Kroll.
Yeah, and it's just visually.
Is he, like, in the background sometimes?
I think eventually she said, like, who she was.
Imagine he, like, throws the plate like Gordon Ramsay. Like, what is this shit?
I think he, like, doesn't care. Like, yeah, make your TikToks.
So he joked about how, like, moms need to, like, play hard to get more. And how, like, you call them and they, like, answer before it even rings.
Yeah.
And you're like, never mind. Or, like, she'll be like, do you want to. Can you read this article? And
like
he's
a pick
like,
me
no.
Mom.
Yeah. And he's like, no matter when your mom texts you, you're always like, fuck. But like, not like us. We love our moms.
Right. Like, I genuinely.
I only want to talk to my mom all day.
I don't. Like, if my mom calls me or texts me, I'm like, oh, she has something to tell me.
No, like, this is different for us. But then he talks about the dads, how you'll call your dad and he's like, hey, I'm not going to make your birthday. And you're like, it's okay, Dad. I love you. He's like, also, I don't know when your birthday is.
No, that is true. Like, you're so much meaner to your mom. But I think it's really, they should take it as a compliment because it just means we're closer to them.
Yeah.
Like, I can be myself. Like, do you ever meet people who, like, they get around their family and you're just like, who are you?
They become a monster.
Yeah, and you're just like, does your family even know you? Like, they don't know the real them. Like, I genuinely can walk in my house and say anything,
yes.
And it be like,
yes.
Everyone knows everyone's business.
With our family, there's just too many callbacks because, like, we've had too many inside jokes throughout the years. You can't do anything without being like, not this again.
Yeah.
But I also feel like with the moms, they birthed you. Mm-hmm. So, like, they don't care to play hard to get. They're like, you ripped my vagina and my butthole. Like, you're going to love me and I'm going to love you. Where dads are just there.
There's also a moment that people don't talk about. And it's a moment that, and I feel like this really only works if you have like a sister, really only if you have a brother, I feel like. The moment that you become an age, and mine I think was like 29, 30, that you like see your mom and you're just like, are you okay? Like, where you're just like, wait, you've been dealing with like all of these people and like everything that everyone wants and literally doing everything and no one says anything. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a moment, like I was on the phone with my mom the other day and I was just like, I hate Dad and Gary.
No, you like, see the world from their perspective for a second and you're like, babe.
Yeah, she's like,
go
welcome.
Go on vacation. She's get like, a facial.
I've been waiting for you to get this old so we can be like, let's fuck off. Like, me and my, this is how sick it was. Me and my mom used to be obsessed with Gilmore Girls about a single mom and a daughter. And I'd be like, I wish that was us. You know, like, we have a full family. She was like, well, you do have a dad and a brother. I'm like, whatever, though. We are Lorelai and Rory. That is meant to be us. So, like, now that I'm in my 30s, I just didn't realize how much they make my mom do. And I'm like, have to protect her. I'm like, stop calling her for shit.
No, it's like very widely known that like we don't know what would happen if he didn't have my mom.
No.
What?
Where would they be?
Would they do? That's a great TV show experiment. Like, one day we just kidnap all the wives and we're just put a surveillance camera and we're like, live. And we just see what would happen.
Dad's in the wild, just lost, scared, crying.
Yeah.
So actually, I felt bad because, like, my mom's literally done everything. And then I'm taking my dad to the Knicks game.
Yeah.
So I felt bad, but I was like, I have to do something for this.
Why does
man.
That always happen?
What is that? And she was like, go have fun, guys. And I'm like, it should have been you.
Yeah.
But, like, he's just like, obsessed with basketball.
Sometimes I'll
mom.
Hug my mom and be like, I love you the most.
No, I literally was like, I'm sorry.
You know you're my favorite.
But my dad and I are like the same person and we're like very close and like we love sports. That's like our thing.
Like we love our dads. Like we literally love our dads.
He's the reason I have a good personality.
Yeah.
So I've never done courtside.
Mm-hmm. Ever. Me neither.
And this was like kind of a dream.
Yeah.
So there's this girl named Devin who designs her own clothing. And she's, like, sick. Like,
wait, is this the girl that does, like, all the wags?
No.
Oh, okay, different
but,
girl.
But she could do that stuff. Yeah. She actually made this necklace.
Yeah, that's
the, like,
cool.
The clock watch yep. choker, which is it just makes me feel so cunty.
It's so you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I found her on Instagram. I think I followed her, and she was like, what's up? And I was, like, obsessed with you. And she's dressed Julia Fox before. She's basically a model who's, like, she's gorgeous, but she's like, I actually am kind of bored with it and I want to just like create my own stuff. So she was like, come and let's like play, which is so like cool New York. Like, let's play.
Yeah.
So I went to her Lower East Side apartment or her East Village apartment and I was just like, let's play. And she takes Converse and Converse is like historically the sneaker of the NBA. So there was like a reason behind it. And she makes into these like little two boob things that she ties together over a t-shirt. And I'm like, this is wild. And she's like, do you want to be cunt or not? And I was like, let's fucking go. And I'm like, I'm going with my dad. And she's like, do you want to do this? And I'm like,
so
let's fucking
wait,
go.
Wait, I feel like I didn't see a picture of what you wore.
I feel like you commented like.
Did I?
Or maybe you didn't.
Okay, that's a whole other situation that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
That I've been doing things like in my sleep, I think. I'm not kidding. I think I've been sleepwalking and I don't have anyone to like tell me.
Can you videotape yourself?
I'm going to have to set something up. No, I'm like, no, I'm scared.
What did you do?
So when I was in college one time, one of my girlfriends texted me and was like, did you mean to post this on Snapchat at 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, no.
And I was like, what the fuck was it of? And she was like, just you sitting up in bed, taking a selfie, smiling.
That would be what you do when you sleepwalk. You put on a cute outfit and you take a selfie.
And I was like, what the fuck?
See, I'll eat 7 grilled cheeses, you will sit and do a perfectly angled selfie with your high weight face, whatever the fuck it's called.
So then like 2 weeks ago, Sierra texts me in the morning and goes, did you mean to call me at FaceTime me at 1:30 in the morning and just like not say anything and just like throw your phone? And I was like, what? No.
Maybe you accidentally just like pressed.
I went into my closet the other day and there was a pair of pants that I have not worn in years just on the floor as if someone tried them on and then threw them on the floor. I don't know who did that. I don't know if I got up in the middle of the night, tried on a pair of pants, took them off, and went back to bed.
That is the most page-coded thing I've ever heard.
I'm just getting up, trying on insanely good outfits, and then going to bed.
No, the first time I went to a camp, I was so traumatized because the first night, someone came in my room at like 4 a.m., picked up like my cell phone.
No.
And like started going and I was just lying there.
What?
And then left. And the next day the camp people came up to me and they were like, sorry, like so and so sleepwalks and like we think she went in your room. And I was like, and I wanna go home.
No, I wanna go. You went to a sleepaway camp?
It was like a tennis camp.
For how long?
I would always be at like for a week you go and you just like train for a week. It's a whole thing. So we're at the next game. And if you get, like, good seats, you go to this place where there's, like, this huge buffet and everyone's having fun and then you go to your good seats. This was different. You go to this, like, you walk in and they take you to this, like, little restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in and immediately the guy, the star of Get Out, is just, like, sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, that's A-list.
Yeah.
I think he just was at the Oscars the day before. I go, that's the guy from Get Out. And I'm with my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad doesn't do this life. He doesn't do this stuff. And I realized my dad is so New York and, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like
he doesn't care who anyone is.
He
or
didn't
what
give a fuck. Yeah. And because at first you're worried, like, is the person with me, like, going to freak out or say something? Are we going to get kicked out?
Yep.
He's focused on the food. He's like,
imagine walking into some place and with your dad, and in the back of your head, you're like, I hope we don't get kicked out of here.
Part of me also, because we never
did. Like, Danny, keep
my
it
dad
in check.
Was like, can we see the layups? Because they practice before, and you're actually not allowed to go out until the game starts. And
got
he's like,
it.
I can't see the layups. And I go up to the guy, I'm like, my dad wants to see the layups. And the guy's like, you can't. And I'm like, Dad, we have to wait. But my dad's like, focused on the prime
rib. I don't
think
rib. I've ever used the word layup in a sentence.
No, my dad is, we come from a family of basketball coaches. Yeah. That's all we care about. Basketball is life. Ball is life. So the Get Out guy's there. I'm like, that's crazy. Ronnie Chang comes in.
Okay.
Who is one of Dez's good friends. So I'm like, okay, I'm, you know, friends with people. Luke Wilson.
Wow. From Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde is there. Matt Dillon.
Oh my God.
So fucking hot.
Matt Dillon. Super tall, right?
Super tall, hot, zaddy. Walks by my dad. And just, I guess they like made like guy contact, eye contact, got contact, guy eye contact, contact. And he just did this like, my dad just goes, what's up, man? And the guy was like, how are you, man? And just gives him like a little, and keeps walking.
What is
my
that?
My dad was boys with like every male celeb in there, like doing like dabbing him up. Like my dad, I think they thought he was someone important.
Yeah.
And not that he isn't. He's my right. dad. He's very important.
No, he's very important.
But he's not involved in the industry whatsoever. He just has a, like, swag about him.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to talk to my dad.
I will give one credit to the male community and one credit only. When they walk into a room and there's other guys that they don't know, they do acknowledge, like, I'm a guy, you're a guy.
You're a guy.
Like, hey. You know, like,
you're
they
so,
do
we're
always,
girls, we don't naturally.
We're, if anything, we're like, don't make eye contact with me.
One of us has
I
to literally go up to the other
are.
One yeah. and give them 20 compliments for them to feel
yeah.
safe.
Yes.
Where guys will literally just be like, what's up, boy?
Yeah. And they are, like, very, like, not, just a nod. A nod will set the tone for
he
them.
He literally was like, I was with Luke Wilson in the bathroom and we chatted. I'm like, about what? And he's like, I don't know, this guy's cool.
Yeah, it's not, it's
Vivica
just so
Fox
different.
Walks in.
Oh my gosh.
Who's, I mean, iconic. Then this is where shit got crazy. I look up and you know when you just see a familiar face and I say hey yeah. She looked at me and she said hey. It was Renee Rapp.
No way.
And when I say it's Renee Rapp, we were at her premiere for yes. 4 minutes the day
well,
before.
We didn't even talk about that.
We were at her premiere the day before. Yes. So and she's all over my phone right now, like
yeah.
they're pushing the Mean Girls
Renee's
movie.
Everywhere.
Renee is that girl at yeah. the moment. So she looks at me like, okay, and she must be following me or something. She's like, hey, like, how have we yeah. not met? And I'm sitting in front of my dad, so I'm trying to be cool because he's been cool this whole time.
Right.
And I'm freaking out. Just
imagine your dad is like, you're embarrassing.
No,
me.
My dad was literally like, okay, loser.
Your dad's like, you don't know who Renee Rapp is?
I feel like I'm either like so cool
yeah.
or I'm like, don't yeah, know yeah, what I'm yeah, saying. Yeah. I can. And she goes, I like your necklace, because I was wearing the choker necklace. And yep. I was like, thank you. Like, and I start talking about the girl, and I probably like didn't have to go as in-depth as I did. And then I was like, I know you're a makeup artist, and we had like a good chat. So I was like, now I'm friends with Renee Rapp. So then we get on the court, and we're just, BJ Novak was there.
Okay.
From The Office.
Yep.
And another really famous person was there, but I'm forgetting. It felt like the Oscars.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting in this like safe zone. So everyone's acting like normal. Like you're seeing celebrities like in their natural
yeah,
habitat.
Yeah, like being normal.
It felt like what it's probably like in the Oscars bathroom where everyone's just like, what's
hey.
Up? And my dad's the star.
Yeah, they're like, we got it wrong with Joe Coy. We think we need Danny Burner next year. Let's bring him out, ladies and gentlemen.
No, my dad, he was so cool until we get to the court because mm-hmm. all he cares about is basketball.
Yeah.
And he's losing his mind. It was actually so cute. And I felt this cool full circle moment where I was like, I've worked really hard. And I felt like it was a way to be like, and he's worked so hard to like be my dad.
Yeah.
And like they've sacrificed a lot for me.
He's worked hard for you to work hard.
There was work that was had.
Yeah.
People don't want to work these days, but we did.
Get your fucking ass up and work.
But let's be honest. My mom did most of the work.
Your mom literally set up the whole evening.
But like we had, it was the first time in a game that I didn't get distracted because your feet are on the court. Like you can feel their mm-hmm. weight on the court. Like you can, you're so close to it. And we're yelling. The guy next to me, he was like, just like a bro. And then at one point he's like, I thought I recognized you, so I sent to my wife, and she's a giggler. And I was like, well, she has incredible taste.
Incredible. I feel like I can't go to a basketball game without spending at least one whole period of it being like, And then they make this into an ice skating rink. You know, like every time it blows my mind. I'm like, and then they can do concerts here too. Isn't that crazy? Like, I'll never get over it. I'm like, but where is the ice? Right now, where's the ice? Right now, is it melted? You know, like I'm always asking the question.
I don't want to know logistics. Like, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I want it to be magical, yeah. Walt Disney.
Like, is it underneath the court? Where is it at this exact moment?
Where are you hiding the hockey players? Where are they sleeping?
Where are the Rangers team? Do they sleep here?
So it was just like such a crazy experience. And they give you like a handler. So during halftime, a person comes and and they take you back to the restaurant.
Oh my God.
So like you have a person that's like watching you, making sure you guys are good. The problem is I'm wearing my sick fit.
Mm-hmm.
And like my dad, incredible guy, not the man that's going to get the photo,
right.
You know? And then I'm not going to ask the bro next to me. Yeah. Like they kind of tried. And then but there was like a photographer that took like one photo of me sitting there, and that was a risk. And like the photo was fine. I didn't love it. The angle was like not great. So I didn't get the photo, but I wore my outfit. And
people liked it?
They liked it.
Okay, good.
They liked it. You don't remember because you don't.
I don't remember.
You don't support women in the arts.
No, here's the thing, Hannah. I see so many outfits all day. All I do
you
is
remember.
Look at outfits. Oh, yes, I liked this.
It was a risk.
It's not that risky. I mean, you're wearing a set.
I was supposed to wear it with a skirt, but it was raining out.
No, I think you're cute. No, it matches the pants
I will
exactly.
Cancel an outfit immediately with a little bit of weather.
You know, we've probably been having the most fashion talks we've ever had.
Well, I think this is becoming a fashion ski podcast.
Definitely a fashion ski podcast. I think my favorite thing about when you text me about fashion is you don't talk about it. You don't say anything and you just send links, links, links. And then I'll say something and you don't acknowledge it. And you just say link, link, link. So I'm over here deciphering if you liked it or not, if that's the vibe we're going. Is that the direction? You're like, I literally can't talk to you.
This is my thing with fashion. Link. When I see it, I know when it works. I don't know how to get there.
No, you with fashion, you.
No, I'm going through it.
You're Ariana Grande and you're just like, and what? Like.
What a segue.
What do you think?
What do you think? It's getting backlash.
It's getting a lot of backlash. Here's the thing. I love the message, the overall message.
Mm-hmm. You do? Because people are mad about it. That's the one thing people are mad at.
No, I like the overall message of like, oh, like and what are you going to do about it?
Like if someone talks shit about you, like say it with your chest, I don't care.
Her specific situation.
In context.
Yeah, which is important.
Yes.
Not great. And here's the other thing. Like, you're morphing into your boyfriend, and I don't like it. They look identical
Did
to
you
each
see
other
she
now.
Went to support him for, like, this? He is, like, on every Broadway show. Do we not know that he's, like, the king of Broadway or something? I don't know. I'm not up in that. But he was wearing, like, the funniest costume with, like, a little wig. And this is my thing. She likes guys with swag, like Mac Miller, Pete Davidson.
Right.
Sean Paul. No, not Sean Paul. Big Sean.
Wait, Ariana Grande and Sean Paul?
But these
make
guys
have
swag.
Make my 7th grade dance dreams come true.
Then again, this guy might have a massive penis. But then again, not worth it. He's married. Who would you rather date? Oh my God, we're being so fucked up right now.
Sean Paul or... I'm always going Sean Paul, I think.
I don't even know what his name is.
I love this game.
Squidward.
Squidward.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Or Benny Blanco. Mm. The question of the century.
No, because I hate to say it, but what is that? No. What is going on with the couples?
This is speaking, like, because of our own insecurities, we are very shallow. I need to date men who are, like, so much better looking at me to feel good about
myself.
You know
what? I'd actually beg to differ that you're more shallow than me.
I'm way more shallow than you.
You love a good-looking person.
Historically, I love the most good-looking guy, and I don't care how bad their personality is. I will milk that till the end.
You appreciate
I feel like Benny Blanco, you could do.
You know. With the right jokes.
They both have very high voices. And I'm like a very voice girl. Like I need a guy with a baritone.
Again?
Benny Blanco, he's a producer.
Okay.
Which is a made up job.
Is there drama though? Like wasn't he really good friends with Justin Bieber?
I think he was. But the yes and thing, yes and is a reference to like improv comedy too. How like when you're doing improv comedy, you're supposed to say yes and.
Have you heard of that? Yeah.
It's kind of like podcasting. If you tell a story and I just end it, then it's like, that's not a good conversation. It's like you have to be yes and then continue. Right. Just, you know, for all the improv nerds out there.
Right.
And then it definitely was very like classic to her. Like I'm coming from like High School Musical type.
It was very theater.
Very theater.
It was giving Juilliard.
I don't think it needed the whole like audience part. I feel like that was kind of corny.
Yeah, in the music video. Yeah. I don't, here's the thing. I'm a bad judge.
Yeah.
Because I think music videos sometimes are like a little cringe.
You don't love a music video.
Like I'll take it or leave. No, like in the 90s, there are some TLC music videos that I've lived my life by.
Yeah, Shakira.
I mean, some just great
Destiny's Child, Christina Aguilera.
Every like early 2000s, it was like, what? Like, what are those things?
Fish eye.
Yeah, what kaleidoscope are they living inside of?
You know, I want it.
What is going on?
Yeah.
But like now I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Put it on TikTok. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make a TikTok instead.
People, I actually do think it's a bop. Like, I think it's catchy.
I think it's very catchy.
And she is good at, like, taking drama in her life and then turn, like, the whole Pete Davidson stuff was iconic, all that, those songs. But people are basically, like, we waited 4 years and this is the drama you're talking on. Is there something that we don't know? Because I want to come in with a whole heart.
I just feel like I'm over this drama. Like, I feel like they've... It's been happening for, like, a year.
Also, like, they're not going to stay together.
Maybe they're...
Meant to be.
Maybe they're soulmates.
I think she is continuing the discourse. Mm-hmm. She likes the talk.
I think she gets bored.
But people are upset.
Well, she broke up a family. You know? What am I... what are we supposed to do?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I was on a work Zoom the other day, and I said...
Okay, humble brag.
And I said, fucking asshole on it. And right when I said it, here's the thing. It's fine, because I was talking about myself. So if you're being self-deprecating, it's actually fine.
No, but I know how you feel when you say something that in a certain context would be great, and then you're like, I'm not with those people.
Yeah, and I was just like, sorry. Let me rewind there. And then I said it again because I couldn't figure out how to explain myself without being like, guys, am I being a fucking asshole here? Like, I was asking the question. Okay, it was an open form.
You're turning into Ariana Grande, just yelling at people on Zoom, cursing people
out.
10 people.
And I was like, you tell me if I'm being a fucking
asshole. Who's the fucking asshole here, okay? Is it
like,
me?
No, they were like, no, 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 Paige, you're not.
A freaking
Bible. I hate to paraphrase here, but...
That's like me when I did that. I did a live TV show that I ended with the word fuck. Like the whole time was perfect. At the very end, I said fuck, and they just like cut me off.
Yeah,
and that's where my career ended.
It's hard because like I want to be professional, but also like sometimes I feel like people that try to be really professional, I'm like, shut up, be real with me. Like, tell me what it like.
We haven't been in corporate America for a minute. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Corporate America is like, thank you. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like. It's weird to be, like, writing a certain way all day and then over an email you have to, like, use... Like, I'll email people wild with, like... I'm not spelling you
no.
in an email.
Hannah, I read an email that
I'm putting
sent
XOs.
The other day, like, professional. At the end, I said LOL. It's like, and I'll hit you with an LOL.
Also, like, I don't... I'm not taking the time to be like, thank you so much for this correspondence, period. I don't have time.
I said deaf. I was like, no, I can deaf do that.
I said... All right, yesir, Y-E-S-S-I-R. Yesir. That's like, I love saying yesir.
Because it's just like, I feel like email now is texting.
Yeah, well, it's like we're sending little messages. It's just over the computer. And like, if someone says, like, sincerely, it's like, are we fighting?
No, I think my signature is like, XOXO.
Gossip Girl.
Page D.
Page D. Also, speaking of famous people.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler. I didn't know the awards were last night.
This is what I'm talking about when I say the universe.
The universe.
She couldn't have planned that revenge.
The Oscars are kicking themselves.
To end it with a little joke? I mean, for her to be
was
like—
Was that the end when she said my writers wrote that?
No, I don't know if it was the end, but I think like to end whatever questioning or drama or beef, like that was the best little
bow. Because she had to acknowledge it. For anyone who doesn't know, she basically said a joke, it killed, and then she goes— just want you guys to know, my writers wrote that.
Yeah, like, thanks for laughing.
Thanks for laughing. My writers wrote it. Which is, like, just the perfect acknowledgement, but also, like, not cunty, not mean.
Yeah, not coming for him. Just, also, any comedian hosting that could have made that same exact joke because it's topical, it's quippy, like, people got it.
Yes.
Funnier, and dare I say, more evil, which makes it even more funny, that coming from her.
Chelsea Handler, as you know, love of my life.
She also looked great.
I was about to
say. I think that's probably the best I've ever seen her look.
Her with that green dress. She looks so, she's also been just like skiing for the last couple months, like just skiing with her friends and family. She's glowing. She looks amazing. And she's just so fucking, and it's honestly being, it's kind of embarrassing for men right now.
Yeah. It's like so embarrassing.
It's like
for
them. I feel like they've been trying to hold down women because they knew if they like let us at it. It would be embarrassing.
I saw a TikTok the other day about just, like, the past year and, like, the women that crushed it. The women literally kept the economy going.
No, it's embarrassing. And, like, for the gigglers, we're not talking about you. Mm. And for the boyfriends or husbands who are listening right now, thank you for being supportive kings. And we're rooting for you. We want you to step it up.
We're on your side. We want you to be great.
Like, we love Chris. We support him.
And we're wishing him the best every single
day. Every
day
I wake up and I go,
I hope Chris makes it today.
I hope Chris fights his demons. But yeah, Chelsea killed it. And it was like just a beautiful moment for funny women. And I think the gigglers are all hilarious women. And she's everything. And she commented on my photo the other day.
What did she say?
I wore that, you know, outfit to the Knicks game. And I was texting my friend about it. And she goes, don't look now. But Chelsea Handler commented on your photo. And this is like,
she said, that you said, don't look now.
She said, don't look.
Don't look up at this very moment.
She goes, I was wondering who stitched your boobies together. And then I remembered it was me, your mama.
I don't know what it means, but I love it.
I have no idea what that means. And I start freaking out. I go, what do I respond? Like a date.
Maybe Chelsea's also doing things in her sleep.
She does smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
But the fact that she saw that and goes, I'm going to comment that and say, I'm your mama. So I go, how do I respond? I felt like just started talking to a guy I wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
And she goes, just do that like emoji of like, you know, like the big eyes, like the, like you're kind of crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like, that always works. And I go, okay. And then I take a risk.
Yeah.
I go, trying to keep up with your boobies.
Oh, that's good. No, I think that's good.
I think
good.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I think it was fine. And she didn't respond, okay. But I think it went well.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
You would expect you're not going to respond from a response.
No, that would be
too
much.
Crazy.
That would be crazy. I would get a restraining order.
She, I don't know why she like made me think of this, but I think she looks so good in that green dress. I want us to do that thing like the color analysis. I think we could use it.
This is my problem with color analysis. Whenever I see it and they go, which one looks better on the person?
I'm like, I don't
I have
know.
No clue.
No, we need to go somewhere and have it done.
I think it's a multi-level marketing scheme, but I'm totally open to it if... Someone out there is like really good at color scheming.
No, I will.
We love a scheme.
I need to know my. I feel like I've gone too long without
knowing
my
your
color scheme.
I had a friend who was obsessed with it, like summer, winter, autumn, and I think it's important. We should do it.
I've just seen celebrities and they'll show like pictures of them and their outfits and their makeup before they knew their color analysis. And let me tell you, those videos, they get me.
So we need to do our color analysis.
Yeah.
I think you could probably do a BuzzFeed quiz about it. Get him.
I want someone authentic who's been studying color analysis for 25 years.
Side note. What's this drama about, like, Craig not wearing underwear?
Where is the drama?
I think someone DM'd me being, like, ask Paige about Craig not wearing underwear.
Craig doesn't wear underwear literally ever. The only time he'll put underwear on is sometimes if we go on a plane, but not always. And if he's wearing a tux or like a suit.
So this is insane because Dez doesn't wear underwear either.
With jeans? Even with
jeans?
Yeah. I'm like, what if there's a fire? Like, he goes, if a fire, what am I going to take my pants off and tie them together? Like, I'm like, I just.
What if you accidentally zip up your dick?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care, but like, I can't imagine it.
I can't imagine it's comfy. I can't imagine it's also sanitary.
Yeah, they don't wipe their dick after they pee. So it's just kind of like.
I mean, I think you're putting a lot of trust in the general population to not just come up and punch you square in the dick. That, for me, would be troubling.
Like, boxers would really.
I don't know, but it keeps it all together. It keeps it as a united front, I would say.
I did see someone talking about, like, how when guys walk, like, you have to pick a side of the leg that it's just, like, hanging on.
Well, ew! I mean, have you literally ever Googled a picture of John Hamm?
Yeah. I should do it daily. Yeah, I do. It's my background. Wait, but, like, I would feel so imbalanced. Like, not that my labia is perfectly symmetrical, but, like.
But I feel like men don't even have that, like, I'll freak out if my sleeve of my arm is caught in my jacket. I'm like, I can't move. I'm uncomfy. You know, like, I feel like they don't notice that shit. They're like, oh, my dick is tucked into my sock accidentally. Like, shoot. You know, like, they don't know things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Craig knows if it's uncomfortable or not. You know, like, I don't know if he's ever thought about it. It's very weird.
No, I don't. Well, so, Gigglers, if you're listening, if your man does not wear underwear, apparently it's normal.
I mean, there are rare times where I'm not wearing underwear.
You will never see me without underwear. I'll go topless. I will never sleep. I never sleep naked.
I sleep naked sometimes. But it's literally only because I've taken a fresh girl shower. I'm a seal.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my lotion to dry. Yeah. I'm literally so clean.
Yeah.
And I just like fall asleep.
I don't know what it is. Like maybe I have a fat pussy, but like I just need, I just need to feel
hugged at all times.
I need to feel hugged.
I need
to feel protected.
You need pressure.
I don't want anyone to be able to just slip anything in at any moment.
Oh, I live on the edge, you know, and alone, so.
You're like, I'm pretty much single.
Yeah.
Also, I've been going to hot yoga. And I was thinking about how I've been evolving. I went to hot yoga.
Wait, is hip-hop yoga not hot?
Hip-hop yoga is hot. Sorry,
oh, okay.
Hip-hop hot yoga. It's candlelit, actually.
Oh.
So it's like 90-ish degrees.
Okay. So wait, that's how they... Wait a minute. Is all hot yoga...
Hip-hop?
Candled? How are they making... It's all hot yoga.
Okay, this is giving, like, Nyx with the ice. I don't fucking know.
Well, you said, oh, I went to hot yoga.
It's candlelit.
Is that how they're making it hot? No, they're making it hot with,
heaters.
Yeah.
But I think they have fake candles.
Sorry, for a minute, I was like, could I make my own hot yoga?
You have
in
to go
apartment?
In with a torch. You have to hold your own torch.
I'm treasure hunting. I'm like, I think the hip hop.
You become Leah McSweeney with the
tiki
torches. Anyway,
anyhow,
so I'm doing yoga, and yoga. There's always some people are like really into it. Some people are, and everyone has their own journey. What I love about the class is it's dark, so like no one's judging. You can't see yourself. There's no mirrors. Like you're just in your zone.
Yeah,
and so they'll always do this moment where they're like, "Okay, breathe in," and everyone let it out, and someone was just like.
Just screamed.
And I feel like a couple years ago I would have been like, okay, I'm calling the police. That's so weird. But I literally went.
You're in your 30s now and you're like.
I love this person.
Say louder. Say it louder.
Say it again. I said, whatever they're going through, I want to be involved. And it just, I realized how I've evolved where before I'd get like cringe or embarrassed of something. And this person just was like in the moment and like breathing out and just living their best life. And in that moment I was like, that's the kind of person I want to be.
Have you ever screamed into your pillow?
No, I'll punch my pillow.
That's so funny that
two
you just
types
said
of people.
That. Because I was home the one time and my brother, I don't know how we got on the subject, and he was like, just scream into your pillow. And I was like, what?
I don't suffocate myself.
And he was like, you've never just like gotten so mad. And I was like, that I screamed into my pillow? No. I was like, have you? And he was like, well, I've punched my pillow. And I go, go to therapy, you 36-year-old man. I'm not just running home screaming into my pillow.
Hold on 1 second. You go punch my pillow.
I did it not too long ago.
Punching or screaming?
Screaming. Life changing.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. Let it out, honey. Let it out.
Well, and all those reality shows about like celebrities that are like on drugs.
Yeah.
They go through therapy and they always put them in the like destroy room.
Yeah.
Destruction room where they like cry and they're just like breaking glasses and shit. I think as a tennis player, we break our rackets a lot. Like when I'm mad, I want to throw something. Once. Only once.
Yeah.
I think I got in a fight with a boyfriend. And I threw my own phone. And it broke. And I've never done that.
Yeah.
And it was very out of character for me.
Yeah.
But I was like, why would you break your own shit?
I'm trying to think if I've ever thrown something at someone. I mean, I have to have.
I've never thrown something at someone, but I threw my own shit. Like, I was pissed. I think, you know what happened? It, like, bounced off the couch and, like, hit something.
I don't know if I've ever broken anything in, like, anger in, like, a fight with someone or... I've had to have thrown something at a boyfriend's head. Come on.
Sicilian.
I literally can't even think. There's so many. I've definitely thrown something.
Speaking of throwing stuff, the Australian Open is on.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're very into. I'm watching it all day. It's on ESPN at night. It's on Tennis Channel in the mornings if you have Tennis Channel. Mm. And I'm just very into it. The outfits are not it ever.
Really?
Yeah, they're just not, like, it's just not, but
not
it's
at
fine.
The Australian.
Sabalenka looks great. She has this, like, red outfit on. But it's nice to just have in the background while I work and stuff like that.
It's very regal.
It's very regal. There is something good on, I think, Apple Plus or Amazon or Hulu. I can't remember. There's too many. But it's called, like, The Barbie and Ken Murders.
Oh, my God.
And it's this, like, really handsome guy who marries this blonde girl. And he's just, like, murdering women. And then we find out that he's, like, hiding the women in the basement. And then we find out that... she kind of may or may not have been involved in it, but she, like, tells the police it's him, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, gosh, Anna. It's called what? Ken and Barbie Murders?
Something about Ken and Barbie Murders.
What's the year that this is, like,
the 90s.
Happened? Oh, okay.
There's something about 90s murder docs that are fucking slap.
That's why I asked. There's something more gruesome and eerie about a 90s murder doc than, like, 2014. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I think 90s, they could get away with a lot in the 90s. Like, the internet wasn't good. People didn't have phones. But they had enough footage where, like, an 80s murder, I'm like, is this made up?
Right.
Like, I haven't seen any film. So 90s is, like, really fucking good.
Okay. So we're watching that.
And then I haven't watched Oppenheimer. I haven't watched Flower Moon.
Me
which
neither.
Sounds like what
me
I call
neither.
My pussy.
And I just don't have it in me for, like,
the
two
long
and a
ones.
No, I can't.
That's like going to LA. You might as well go to LA with Common.
I'll take a nap. I'll take a freaking nap.
I have this weird habit where I'm, like, on the weekends falling asleep at, like, 5
p.m.
to wake up at, like, 9 and be, like, fully awake.
Hannah, we're so on the same wavelength because that's been happening to me. Like, 11 p.m., I'm like, let's go to the gym.
No,
let's
I'm
get
like,
it going.
Maybe now I should open all the Amazon packages of things I bought that I don't need.
Right.
And then people think something happened to you because I didn't answer my phone from, like, 4 to 9. Mm-hmm. So then I'm, like, all up in my phone. Then I'm all jacked up. And it's bad. Like, why can't I just fall asleep at 11?
I don't know. Because you don't even take, like, an edible. Like, I know that's why my sleep is fucked up. Like, I do it to myself. And I'm like, why can't I sleep good? And it's like, I don't know. Because you're putting the remote in the refrigerator, you dumb fuck.
Nick Kroll, our Lord and Savior, said that he takes half a child's melatonin.
Because
I took a full melatonin, and my mom called the police. I slept for 38 hours.
I think drugs
hours.
Are bad, but melatonin's at the top of my fucking list.
I thought
I
it was supposed
to
be,
take
like,
a melatonin.
They preach it like it's very subtle and, like,
no,
natural.
I feel like it's from the black web,
my mom
the dark web.
Literally was like, do you have to go to rehab?
Yeah. You were addicted to melatonins.
Because
so
one
cute.
Day she kept calling me and I was like, I'm so asleep. And she's like, I'm worried about you.
Oh my God,
you.
She probably thought you were like addicted to prescription drugs. Like, Hannah's just Xanaxed out yet again. Again, for the fourth day in a row.
I don't do drugs because I really believe in a past life I had a drug problem.
Okay.
Like, I don't smoke cigarettes or do cocaine or do that stuff because I know that I'd be
you
the best
like
at
a drug
it.
Kingpin.
I'd be, I do shit to the fullest.
Yeah.
So I've never even touched it. Like, I drink like 7 Gatorade Zeros a day. Like,
no,
I
we
have
need
my,
to do our past lives shit.
Yes, we have to do the past lives. Also, speaking about the drugs, the Lemmy stuff from Kourtney Kardashian, it's great. And I had one of the Lemmy sleep ones, and it fucked me up.
No, mean, they do.
If you
want to
get
really
rid
good.
Of a day, that is an easy way.
Don't eat. You're only supposed to eat 2.
Yeah.
Of like each thing.
Yeah.
I've not been doing
Are you like snacking on
well,
them? Are you like dessert?
Sometimes I'm like, whatever. If I have 4, it's not going to kill me.
Because you like the taste?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like me
but
in college.
Like the de-bloat ones. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen?
The problem is she has like the one that's good for your pussy. Mm-hmm. It's like a pineapple one. Then she has the de-bloat ones and the sleep ones. And they sent me 3 of them. The sleep ones are very similar color to the de-bloat ones.
Yes, they are.
I accidentally put in my mouth the sleep one, realize in that moment this is the sleep one, and
spit
start
it out.
Spitting it out. And Des is like, what are you doing? And I go, I almost drugged myself.
It's not like
I stick
you
my finger in my
mouth. Hannah, it's not that strong where you're just going to develop narcolepsy in the next 20 minutes and fall asleep in the kitchen.
No, but like, I have shit to do. I can't eat a melatonin.
It wouldn't have. It's not that
no,
strong.
No, I'm really
hers.
Pure.
I know you are.
I'm really pure. I'll have a whole milk latte and like.
No, I know you're pure.
Bash my head against the wall.
I tell everyone.
I can't even drink sweet tea.
Yeah. I'm like, don't you ever offer her a hit of that Juul. She has baby lungs.
I don't even know how to take a hit of Juul.
No, I know. Okay. I'm done.
Thank you guys so much for giggling with us. We are getting, like, in-depth with celebrities, which is, like, a new, like, you know, pull back the curtain. We are.
No, we're literally.
Is Hollywood going to get mad at us?
We are the Illuminati. Watch out, Scientology.
Wait, can you tell me, if either of us gets approached by Illuminati, we have to tell the Gigglers.
Are you kidding? Of course
would you
would
be
tell.
Jealous if they came to me first?
Yeah. I'd okay. be like, I'd be like, first Hailey Bieber, now this. You guys think I'm the evil one. You guys didn't come to me.
You leave the podcast and you're like, oh, no, I feel like it's kind of fucked up.
And she's like, it's not fair. I just realized. I could kill someone. You know I'd be good at it.
You know who'd be so
like,
mad?
Like, you don't even care about babies.
You know who'd be so mad? Craig.
So mad. Craig would be like, just bring me too.
If you got approached to Illuminati and you couldn't tell him and he finds out later.
It's so easy to tease Craig. His like biggest dream is to like be in the CIA or like be like a special like, secret fucking spy.
Even though he cannot keep his mouth closed.
So he's like, I'm going to get approached someday and like recruited and like no one's going to know. So like I'll just fuck with him and everywhere we go and I'll just be like, I'm in the CIA. And it's like not real, obviously, but gets so upset.
You just look at your phone and you go, he goes, but you go,
I have to go to Guam. Sorry, can't tell you. It's on need to know
I'm doing
basis.
An influencer trip in Guam.
Sorry, okay. Washington needs me.
Wait, you're like, I just got a DM from
Joe Biden. That's
okay, we have
being
to leave.
Silly.
We love you guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.